tata wee wiki 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 tata wee.
Hi everybody, welcome to Hawaiian Nights on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tanya O'Debra.
My name is Diana Debra.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And today we have a special guest, Julio Torres.
Hi, Aloha. Julio. Hi.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Your name sounds very Hawaiian. Are you a native?
Of Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're from outer space, right?
Yeah. Okay, sure. I landed in Hawaii.
You took a spaceship here instead of an airplane.
Yes. Yeah, here.
Unlike our normal guests.
Yeah. It all makes sense, you guys.
It makes a lot of sense. So, Julio, you have a monthly show called Fresh Perspectives. Tell us about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I do. I always feel unprepared to talk about it because I never know when the next one is. But it's a monthly comedy and variety show. There's always a bunch of people, a bunch of really fun people.
That's true.
And the next one is probably on the 26th, I'm going to say. I'm just throwing a number out there. People, it's on a Monday.
People never listen to this.
It's
like,
a week from now.
Time.
It's exactly a week from now.
But it's normally like the end of the month.
It's like the fourth Monday of every month. Yeah.
So how would people find out how to see it?
That's a very good question. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say the promotion aspect of it escapes us.
Gotcha.
A lot.
Gotcha.
But I think that you could Google it and it'll come up somewhere.
You could like maybe find you on like Twitter or like Facebook.
Yes,
or
yeah, that's true. That's
I'm going to look you up on MySpace.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. It's all on MySpace.
You're on Friendster?
So
the kids are doing?
The Friendster, yeah.
I just like to go outside and yell, Julio! And that's how I always find
it. Did you guys have a. Did you guys get High Five here?
What's High Five?
High Five was, I think, pretty big outside of America. And pretty big in Latin America. It was like a MySpace kind of thing.
It sounds like a drink, so that's why I was confused.
I think
it sounds wonderful.
It was, you know, like I had a High Five, and then, like with MySpace or anything, like we all forgot about it, and I kind of revisited years and years and years after the fact, and it had just turned into like every profile picture was just an erect penis. Yeah, just like
High
turn
five?
Into like one of those websites.
Again,
yeah.
Again, it sounds wonderful.
Highfive.com, is that what it is?
If it's still there,
if it's still there.
We're going to have to look at
that. HI5.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh. And I like Latin Americans.
That's true.
I like them spicy.
We all do. So, did you bring us a present?
I did bring you a present.
Yes.
Love presents.
Diane, tell us about the Hawaiian tradition of presents.
So, in Hawaii, apparently when you go to someone's house, you're supposed to bring them a present. And I think it's just the
every
most
single
wonderful
time you
thing.
Go to someone's house?
Well, like if they're having you over for dinner.
Oh, okay. Right. So if
you
I'm
know,
like
nights are
you
like
to
dropping
to dinner,
by to like
then, okay.
Help clip their toenails, like nothing like that.
Okay. Sure. As one often does.
I always
I gotta
have
go, I, actually, after this, I gotta go help my friend clip.
Everyone needs a little help.
Yeah.
Sometimes your legs are just so long that you can't reach your toenails.
Sure.
So what did you bring us?
Well, I didn't bring you each a gift, so you're gonna
have
to share.
Oh, no, where is one? It's
okay,
fine.
Okay, because this is your home. Okay.
We're twins. We're share.
We
shared a womb.
A unread, unopened.
What?
Copy of Out Magazine.
Yes. Oh, you did it.
Oh,
I
look
did.
At this.
It's Julianne Moore and Ellen Page
are
they
in the
cover.
Are they together now?
In this movie, they are.
Wait, what's
oh,
the
I
movie?
I wish they were in real life.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I know that they are having a lesbian, like, May-December situation. Well,
it's
I guess
like
December's
the hottest
too late.
MILF situation ever.
Yeah.
Well, there's
yeah.
That movie Carol with Meryl Streep is coming out, so I'm putting my eggs on that basket?
Eggs in that basket?
That's your egg basket.
Yeah, that's my egg basket. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't know that, I mean, Julianne Moore, she seems too young to be a what do you describe her? A winter?
Yeah, she's not really a December yet. It's what? Maybe what is she? In October? Maybe
she's like a September.
You think so?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah.
Are we basing MILFs on months now?
I think so.
What's going on?
Yeah.
No, haven't you heard of like May December romance? Like when somebody is younger and somebody is older.
When someone's in the spring of their lives and the person they're dating is in the winter of their lives, implying they're like, oh. They've lived their lives.
Oh my god, I'm a December.
Emotionally, are you a December? Do you feel like done?
No, I feel like a fresh spring March all the time. But like, I've definitely been like dipping in the like youngers.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Well, I can't help it. They're the only ones around.
How young? 16. No, that's gross.
Let me go with last one, 24. I'm 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was rough.
Why was it rough?
Because I felt like horrible. Yeah, I was like, you're so stupid.
Did you hold his hand while crossing the street?
I wish.
Oh, my God. How long did this last?
One night.
Okay.
How long do all of my relationships last? Mm-hmm. They're either 10 years or one night.
So... give me some details about this. This is a new topic for me.
I know,
you're getting into the
young.
So please tell me about some young
catch
action.
Catch up on the radio.
Yes, yeah. It's true. Where I make her tell me her secrets.
Uh-huh. It's just a young hot knight squired into the bar.
Ooh.
And I was like, hi. He's like, hey. And then I was like, I'm just closing up. You know.
Giving him the hint.
Uh-huh.
Closing up the doors, so that opening
he
up.
He stuck around. It's not really that interesting. He liked my sword collection. That was cool.
Everybody likes your sword collection.
Exactly.
She's a really extensive sword collection.
So wow. It's a really like good way to impress the youngers.
When you live
in Hawaii, you need a lot of swords.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You got to fight off all. There's just pigs here, right?
Just pigs.
Yeah. It's just pigs.
That's what we catch: pigs and pineapples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for our roasts that we always have. Do you like youngs, olds, or the sames?
I think mostly the sames. I think the idea of a young or an old sounds interesting.
Right. Haven't quite hit that situation.
Right. Yeah, because I think I'm at an age where sames is like...
That's all you see.
All that's accessible.
Right. Yeah. You're not hanging out at the senior center.
All that's accessible into like arm's reach.
Right.
Yeah.
Same. I don't like youngs. I prefer olds.
Right. Yeah me too.
SugarDaddy.com, all about it.
I think I'd like to drag a young around for a little while. Like, that would just be fun. Like a purse.
I think they bore me. Like, I like them, like, all, like, a little used and junked up.
I don't
like
think maybe, I have
like, they
the...
know how to, like, pay for the dinner.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, because if you're with someone younger, then doesn't that imply that you're going to, that you have to, like, in some way provide something? And then I'm in no position to do
I'm
that.
I'm sick of providing. Right. Exactly. Right.
I feel like I've never really been in that situation where, well, that's not true. I did have kind of an old that took me places sometimes a while back. He's dead now.
Wow. He's really old.
He actually wasn't that old.
Oh, no. Well.
But,
God
you know.
God bless his scarf.
God bless his scarf. You're right. It's big into wearing scarves.
He liked to eat a lot of scarves.
He was a director, so he really
attended.
Gentleman.
He flipped his car to the side when he was flustered or leaving a room?
I mean, that thing was just always loud and proud, just always. So, here I am in this room with my scarf.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, let's take this quiz.
Let's do it. So, I don't know if you guys have been to Hawaii, if you're listening, but in Hawaii, slumber parties are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a slumber party quiz every month in Hawaii Nights. And so basically, so the idea, Julia, is that we all have to come to the same conclusion with every answer. So Tanya's going to, like, ask a question, slumber party question, and then we all have to
answer
agree
as one.
On the answer.
Okay.
And then at the end, We'll total it up and we'll figure out.
Sure, that way we don't get three results, but we get a collective result.
We get a collective.
Got it.
Right, right. Okay. Yes, this is we're one person.
We're one person teamwork.
Okay, so this is called Sleepover Party Quiz. I have no idea what we're trying to find out with this, but okay. This is what it is. Okay. You're playing Dare or Dare at a party. Your choices are hump your friend's brother for 5 seconds. He is a year older than you. Or French kiss another girl at the party. Well, I think we've established that we are into olders, so I feel like I would definitely hump.
I'm going to go with hump the brother.
What do you think?
In this scenario, I'm a teenage girl, right?
You're you. You're you.
Yeah.
You're you.
I don't know. I feel like if I would rather make a statement.
Right.
And make out with another girl over just, like, awkwardly hump someone and be, right. like, a joke for a little bit.
Right.
I wouldn't be like, oh, wow, she went there.
I feel like I would pretend it was a joke, but I'd be like, cool, I'm going to hump this dude. This sounds fun.
But if you're a girl, what is...
I would, I liked, when I was younger, like, to keep, like, lesbian stuff secret.
Right.
Okay.
So, right.
So you would have avoided that?
Like, I'm 13 again. Right?
Yeah.
Right. We're 13.
I would probably realistically hump.
I feel like we would get less, like, later shame for humping a guy than French kissing a girl. I feel like if we have French kissed a girl in,
that
like, middle
followed
school.
You
yeah.
For,
oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Hump it.
Well, we'll go with hump because
we're two out of three.
Okay. Which we don't always agree. We don't always agree.
It's not about winning. It's about accepting.
Okay. You're still playing Dare or Dare.
Wow.
It's your turn and your your choices are, get naked and hump your boyfriend's dog.
No.
And this is, it's in parentheses, it's a boy like that.
It's a boy.
Matters.
So you're not being a lesbian because the dog's a boy.
You know what I mean? With a lesbian dog? Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, it's like, don't worry.
Don't worry.
This dog is, you know,
right.
This dog is not a lesbian, no. You guys.
And the next one is...
No, whatever the next one is, we're doing that one.
Okay. Strip down to your underwear and a bra. And
that's better already.
And poop your pants and pee so everyone can see. And leave those underwear on the whole party and the whole night and morning until you go home. This teen is sick. Whatever teen
what
wrote
kind
this
of,
is sick.
Wow.
I like this teen.
I do too, actually. I feel like I would get along well with this teen.
Okay, so we hump a lesbian, not a
we
lesbian
hump,
dog.
But naked. You not even with
naked.
Your... Yeah, you get naked and hump your friend's dog. It's a boy. Or poop and pee in your pants.
I don't want to poop and pee in my pants. Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. Poop and pee, that's really, like, unhealthy, I think, to, like, go to bed with, like,
it's
no.
True.
I don't want to get, like...
A UTI?
Yeah, no. I think I'm going to get naked and
you're
hump
gonna
the dog.
You're going to hump the dog.
Yeah.
See, here's my rationale between the stripping down to underwear and pooping and peeing.
I wouldn't
There's
be able
no
to.
There's no way in hell I would be able to do it. Like, I wouldn't be able to execute it. So, like, you can't
So
get
you just, like, like...
I would just try
like
to do it and
squint
not...
Squint and giggle
yeah.
and be like...
Oh, yeah.
All right, if...
But you would have to, I mean, according to the
You
options.
Can't, but I mean, who can poop their pants on cue? Can you, maybe you can. If I was
I,
in the room.
Of course I can't. Why would you think I could?
If I was next to you, and you
I
got
can
so
barely
relaxed.
Poop by myself, I still feel ashamed every time.
I don't know. If I poo-30'd you.
Well, I loosen you up with my presence. That doesn't. Come into this equation.
We sometimes, when we get near each other, we both have to poo. I don't know why it happens. We just get so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be
days.
A real fear. So wait, you're saying that if somebody was at your slumber party and couldn't poo and pee their pants, that you would what? Like, what's the next thing that happens?
Hump the dog.
That's you would make them hump
guy.
The dog.
Yeah, you'd,
you
have,
would
you'd
make them.
You'd be like, okay, you can't then
I'm
get naked and hump
the dog.
Right. We're getting naked and humping a dog, you think? You
it,
sa- get,
it sounds
right.
like we gave...
We gave it our all.
Chance, and we couldn't.
I mean, it just said hump.
So now we're just going to...
It just said hump, which, like, right. I don't feel like that means dog's pink. It said it's a guy, but...
It's a boy, don't worry.
It's a boy. I don't think it means that its penis is going inside you.
No. It does not say
it's just
intercourse.
Like, you just, guys just like rub.
Ew. Okay, I guess we're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need therapy after this slumber party. Another of your friends falls asleep watching movies. Do you color on her face and hide all the mirrors in the house so she never knows? Put her hand in water.
Hide all the mirrors in the house. How do you hide all the mirrors in the house?
She'll never know she's ugly. We already did that.
Break all the mirrors in the house.
Great
movie.
Your mom is going to love us. Put her hand in water so she pees. Put your turd in her underwear.
Oh, God.
So she thinks
this is a very Freudian. This is a very Freudian quiz.
So she thinks she did it.
So she thinks she manifested feces in her mouth.
No, in her underpants.
Oh, in her underpants.
You can't
in her
underpants. So you still have to poop on cue.
Well, because remember when you pooped your pants before? Take that poop and put it in her
Save
underwear.
Oh, God,
Freeze
no.
It.
Not that.
And shave her whole body. Whole is in capital letters. Except her head, except her head hair. Okay. What? UT, you shave her face, just not the long hair that grows from the top of her, of your head. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. We clearly understand what whole body means besides
You know
that.
What I mean? You know what I mean?
Means her vagina. Shave that too. Oh, I'm not doing that.
I guess the warm water thing seems like it takes very little effort.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. Warm water. What do you think?
I don't know. As a bed wetter.
Would you pee your pants? I thought it didn't really work. That's why I said it. Because I feel like I've tried it
at
a summer party.
I don't know if it actually worked. I feel like I tried it too. I don't remember like how it worked out. But just I feel
if they
I feel
peed, you'd remember.
You would remember for sure.
For a bed wetter. Just because I was a bed wetter.
Right. So you wouldn't want to do that.
No, I think it might be more fun to, like, put the turd. Although,
oh,
I don't think I could poop
you
on cue, so I don't know.
I'm sorry, but you would never put a poo in somebody's underwear.
But it is the funniest scenario
it
in
is.
My head.
It is.
imagine me sneaking around. It's dark. There's some candles or some shit. And I'm
like at a slumber party.
Taking
candle-y.
A poo. I've securely
No, that you've pooed. That you've pooed.
I've pooed, but then I had to put it somewhere until
no,
they fell asleep.
No, no, I don't want to. No,
there's no way.
I don't want to wrangle.
I guess I'm a turd wrangler.
That's your new name.
If we're not doing the water thing,
I'm with you on
water,
the water.
It's most realistic. All right, let's
it
go
is.
With water.
Okay. You fall asleep next. What would you rather you have your friends do to you? And then it's the same options. Color on your face and hide all the mirrors.
Water.
The water. Yeah, I mean, because I'm not going to pee. I just don't believe for 1 second. You're afraid, though. You're afraid you will pee.
I pee all the time.
Listen, you don't want somebody putting a poo in your underpants.
No, I don't. Am I the recipient or am the doer?
You're in the recipient. Yeah, you're the, you're,
now,
like, people are doing it to you.
The first one was you were doing it. Now they're doing it
now
to you.
Now they're doing it
and
to
now
you.
Now they're doing it. See, that's all I needed clarified.
And I would not trust my friends to hide the mirrors in my house. Like, I feel like my mom would kill me in that situation.
How do you hide a bathroom mirror?
That's true.
You break it. Like a just a psychopath.
How do you talk to Bloody Mary?
Oh, that's true. I mean, we can't be getting rid of the mirrors at a summer party. That's just...
Exactly.
Yeah, you need them. Yeah, I guess the hand in the water.
Yeah.
Hand in the water.
Worst thing that happens is your hand is wet. I don't believe you're going to pee.
I would probably pee.
God, now I still want to try this out.
I pee all the time.
Okay, you wake up and your friends are doing whatever you picked. What do you do? So well written.
So we wake up and our friends are putting each other's hands in water.
Yes, exactly.
This is what's going on.
Okay. Pretend to be asleep. Come on, it's fun being pranked. Scream at them and not talk to them. Say, you got me, guys. Ha ha. Or pretend to be mad at them, but you really kind of enjoyed it. I think I would pretend to be mad, but would really think it was funny.
That's exactly what you would do.
I know. Advertisement, get out of here. Sorry, guys.
I think I would maybe pretend to be asleep.
You would definitely pretend to be asleep.
But, like, you would pretend to be mad. But
yeah,
really
I would.
Enjoy
I
it.
Would. What would you
so
do?
So, I don't know. We need you to fill out this equation, Julio.
So, my options are pretending I was asleep.
Mm-hmm. Screaming at them and not talking to them.
Uh-huh. That's a little over the top.
That's a little over the top.
That's a little too much.
Saying, you guys got me, haha. Or pretending to be mad at them.
I think
really
I would naturally do, you guys got me, haha. I don't think I would enjoy it, but I would try to mask play it off. Yeah, just like,
Okay, yeah. So you're with Tanya, so you guys too.
Well, I would, I would pretend to be mad, but I feel like that's a good middle ground for ours, though, is say, haha, you got me.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
You guys got me. Wait, oh, no, that's a pretend question. You wake up and your clothes are gone. Your friend's brother took them so he could see you naked. Oh, see you, what?
You've just been molested.
You've just been molested by your friend's brother. Oh, okay. I don't even understand what most of the sentence is saying. You wake up and he is standing over you with, I don't know. This sentence is crazy, but let's
just. Can you start from the
beginning? I'm just going to say the words and hope they make some kind of sense. You wake up and your clothes are gone. You friend's brother took them so he could see you naked. You wake up and he is standing over you with. Okay.
We
know what this means, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your homework. Stop writing quizzes, you stupid, weird
No,
teen.
Keep writing quizzes. You're a genius. Jump out of your sleeping bag and chase him for them. Yell
for
at
your clothes that he
oh,
took
yeah,
off?
Oh, yeah, clothes. Thank you. Yes, yes. Jump out of your sleeping bag and chase him for your clothes. Yell at your friends to get them back. Cry. Get out of your sleeping bag and kiss him.
But maybe I was pretending to be asleep.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I might cry, actually. If some random guy that I didn't know undressed me in my sleep, I would be upset.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going with cry, unless I was into it, but, like, most older brothers kind of sucked.
But for him to take off your clothes while you're sleeping, it's not like
that's
you're
what I'm
participating.
Saying. Maybe I was pretending to be asleep because, like, as much as I sleepwalk and snore,
I would wake up.
I don't think, yeah, exactly. I don't think you're pretending here. This is like a surprise. Your clothes are off.
No, you know, so cry and call the police. That's my answer.
Yes, I wish call the police was on here. What
call
would you
the
do?
Police. Answer D.
I don't think cry would be the final thing I would do.
Right.
But it would probably be the first thing I would do.
Yes, first.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah.
Not the final.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop a crying, but it certainly would be a crying.
Step one.
A little more proactive
cry.
With that. But yeah, step one would probably
step
be
step one, cry. Two, scream. Mm-hmm. Three, call the police.
Yep. What's your fave slumber party snack? Popcorn, duh. Chips.
Duh's
in there. Okay. Duh is in there. Chips.
Well, there's a bias towards popcorn already.
I mean, it's clearly a right answer. Hickory sticks, which I don't even know what that is.
That's like that shit that's around Christmas in the malls, like the like meat and cheese.
Oh,
Hickory
okay.
Farms oh. situation that like people like get if you're like, I can't think of anything about you I like.
Right.
So here you go.
Here's something my grandma would have gotten
like,
in the
70s. Not create. You don't influence me at all.
Hickory sticks? What's the stick?
It's like the sausage sticks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they look like sausages, but have cheese?
But they're actually sticks.
But they
off
come
the tree.
With like some cheese and crackers
right.
and shit.
Right.
Okay. So this is like a joke option then.
I guess so. I guess
so. This teen thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
To eat that at it.
This teen thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last choice is candy, chocolate. It's supposed to be et cetera, but it says ect. I think candy chocolate ect, but I don't know what you guys think.
If there's dark chocolate in there, and I can go ahead and just assume there is.
Mm-hmm. You can. Like yeah. Candy chocolate. That's, yeah, sure. yeah that's a yeah. wide variety of things. Mm,
100% with candy chocolate.
Oh, great. Okay.
Great.
I thought you might pick some the chips.
Well, I don't
chips.
Like popcorn.
I don't like popcorn either. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is chips an option?
Chips is an option.
Oh,
Cool Ranch Doritos is not an option. But
well, you know, I'm not that big of a Dorito fan anymore.
But
since
when
my
you
episode at Taco Bell, but
please tell.
Just I think it clears itself up.
No, I'm not clear. What happened to Taco Bell?
They introduced the Dorito Cool Ranch Dorito shell.
Uh huh.
So my friend Ashley and I were like, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us had been to Taco Bell in like 5 years.
Because
like,
why would you? Yeah.
Exactly. And immediately, just nightmare.
You had an episode in the bathroom.
An episode.
That's
I
what
had you're to go
trying
visit
to get
the
at.
Doctor.
Ugh.
You had to visit the doctor?
Mm-hmm. And then I was.
What
10
the fuck
minutes
did the doctor
work.
Do?
No, I mean, when I call going to the bathroom, visiting the doctor.
I thought you meant you really went to the doctor.
No.
Like, yep, that's just poop.
I have a Doritos, baby. No.
That's a Doritos diarrhea if I've ever seen one.
That's a
no,
cool
no, I visited the doctor, which means going to the bathroom
right
in the most shameful way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doctor means shame every time.
Every time.
Every time. Well, we both picked candy chocolate, so you're stuck
candy
with
chocolate.
Candy chocolate. What's your fave party drink? Pop, juice, water, or milk? You would get made fun of if you drank milk at a slumber party.
It says that?
No.
Oh, you just said that.
I just said it. If you were like,
I don't
give me some milk.
I shame milk it all the time.
Now or then? Then would you be like, can I have some milk?
No, I would have drank pop.
I know you would
sneaked
have.
Sneaked milk later.
She's a milk creep. Mm. She can't get
I love it. Chug it all day, all
I
night.
Probably would go for juice.
Juice.
Yeah.
We both are poppers. Poppers. So we'll have to go with pop this
okay.
time.
But I would have wanted
seltzer,
milk.
Then I'll take it.
I think
chocolate
I would have wanted
milk.
Juice, but I would have been afraid to ask for juice. Like, I feel like
well,
nobody
not,
ever put out.
That's because we're old now, though. Like, now you could easily ask for juice. They probably have those at summer parties now, like juice machines.
Like, here's a juice box.
Yeah, there's probably, like, a healthy dad.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying. Like, real juice.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, kids
probably
are
like
healthy
a
now.
Juice press.
Right.
Maybe that's what they do now. They just juice all night.
Maybe they do. Maybe you're right. It's a new time. Where teens drink juice.
I popped and pizza'd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sneaked milk.
And sneaked milk, like a milk creep. You're playing Would You Rather. Your choices are get bit by a rabid chipmunk and have to get 50 needles in a week, or get your hands replaced by scissors, like in the movie Edward Scissorhands, a scissor blade for each finger.
I'm going with hands.
What, kid? Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. So the game is Would You Rather. Have you ever played Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Your choices are get bit by a rabid chipmunk.
No.
No, I don't
want to do that either. Absolutely not.
What's the second question?
Get your hands replaced by scissors, like in the movie Edward Scissorhands.
Permanently?
I guess so.
Is it permanent?
Amputation?
Yeah. Your hands are gone, buddy. It's scissors now for you.
That is a hard Would You Rather.
Well, because, rabies is
a permanent.
I think it'd
be cool for a minute.
Yeah, no, rabies, and then get me to the doctor fast, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it says get 50 needles in a week. So they're
planning
on
a week
out of your life.
I would rather have a very painful week than don't have my hands.
Then have your hands cut off forever. Although I do like the idea of having scissors for hands.
Everyone would talk to you because everyone would inquire.
Remember how many good haircuts he gave?
That's true. I think that... it's remarkable that a teenage now is alluding to that movie.
Yeah, me too, actually.
But actually, we've been doing these quizzes, and we are pretty much convinced that they're all, like, 45-year-old dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Pretending to be teens.
Yeah.
Because, you're right. How would a teen know about Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, that movie's a secret to them. May as well have never happened. That's a tough one. I do like the idea of having scissors for hands.
Permanently.
But it's permanent.
It's permanent.
Ugh.
I guess maybe you're right. Maybe
I'm going to get bit by a rabid chipmunk.
I just want to know how my friends are arranging this fucking rabid chipmunk to bite people. I'm doing it. Rabid, we're going to do it.
We're
getting bit by a rabid
chipmunk.
Okay.
50 needles 1 week or amputation for life.
Yeah, your friends cut off your hands and glue scissors on. I don't trust my friends to accomplish this.
I don't trust them either, but I would like it for one day.
One day. If it was a one day, I'd be like, scissors for hands.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see what I can do.
Okay. You're still playing Would You Rather. Your choices are, die from drowning. My choice is not this one. Drowning is the worst. That's what the quiz says.
Morbid fucking teen.
I love this teen. Die from freezing to death. My choice, you would just fall asleep. That's part of the quiz. And choice is spelled C-H-O-I-S-E this whole time. Every time I say choice,
great.
They have been spelling it that way. So, die from drowning and die from freezing. I'm with this
freezing.
Teen, actually. Freezing.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with you guys.
Really?
I hate being cold. I'm cold all the time.
But drowning is supposed to be like a painful death, right?
No, it's supposed to be peaceful.
Oh, it's peaceful. I thought freezing was peaceful.
I think both.
I don't think freezing would be peaceful. I think both it seems, watching like the documentaries
right.
on my like nature shows, it seems like you, at some point, your brain just like zones out, so you go into a peaceful thing.
Right.
But, I mean,
right.
I like water. I'd rather be in water.
I'm trying to think, like, would you know you were freezing to death? Would you know you're dying? You would know you're dying if you're dying.
But you would know you were freezing for probably 15 to 18 hours before you went into that peaceful mode.
Right.
Whereas if you're drowning, that's like maybe, what, 3 to 7 minutes?
Why don't we have a scientist on the show to...
Well, I am a scientist. I don't know if you guys know, but I just stated some facts.
You just scienced us right now.
You kind of convinced me. I think I'm going to go with drowning now.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess you're right. It's quicker.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
quicker.
I guess, I don't know, maybe
if you're
going to
die, get it over with.
Freezing somehow seems more glamorous. I don't know
It
why.
Does, because I do want like my
yeah,
freezing
like
corpse reaching out.
Oh,
freezing.
And blue.
Yeah.
All those blue lips looking so cool. I guess you have blue lips maybe when you drown too, so.
Yeah, but aren't you bloated?
But if you're underwater, so you might look like a sexy dead mermaid.
Ew, no, you get bloated and disgusting if you're drowned and they don't find you for a little while. Oh.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, but that's later. So okay. If you freeze, you just get eaten by the people.
That's true.
These teens are probably also cannibals.
Yes.
These teens are definitely cannibals.
Judging by the
so
question.
So they would probably pick freezing.
Right. Right.
It's up to you guys.
Okay,
I'm sticking
I'll go
with drowning.
I'll go
okay,
with drowning.
Yeah, let's go with drowning.
You are still playing Would You Rather?
Are we?
Your choices with an S are move to Alaska forever.
Wow.
I think that one is so funny.
It's really funny. Had to move to Alaska forever, the lamest state. Where nothing ever happens.
Move to a boat in the middle of the ocean forever.
Uh-huh.
Alaska, duh. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, Alaska.
Well, how are you ever going to get supplies on the middle of a boat in the ocean?
What's the scenario?
That's it. Either we're playing Would You Rather, and your choices are move to Alaska.
It is a life-changing Would You Rather.
Yes, it is.
I go boat.
Boat?
Yeah, definitely. I can catch some fish, eat some crabs. I don't know.
I do not.
No.
I would be happier than in Alaska.
Oh, I'm with you on Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
If I'm hungry, just go to a store.
Yeah. I would rule the snail
really?
In Alaska.
Do they have stores there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Diane. Really? Yeah.
Alaska. I imagine living in Alaska
like
is really no different
hike.
Than living like in like a North Dakota or something like that.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. You guys do your Fargo shit. I'll agree with you.
We're moving to Alaska. Yeah. See you later.
I'll be on that boat.
Okay. You have two choices. You must pick one or your friends won't let you in the bathroom to pee. This
Boy,
is
this point,
worse
I already,
than Would You Rather.
Yeah.
Okay. Let your friends tell your crush you like him by sending him a cheesy note and saying it's from you. Or dipping your clothes, in a clogged toilet at school when you're changing for gym.
Gross.
Oh, the first one.
Well, the first one, yeah.
I'll agree.
Because you could always play it off my friends are just lying because they're jerks.
Yeah.
Or also, who cares? You're going to have a new crush next week.
That's true. That is true. Did you like this quiz?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Yes, OMG. Nah, not really. No, OMFG.
I like it fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Kind of middle ground. It's like a B minus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go with that. We really considered that question. want me to make more? No. Ew. Get away. Yes. OMG. I love you. Sure, W/E. I don't know what that means because I'm old.
Sure, whatever.
Oh, whatever. Thank you. Good. Young's telling
Thank
us.
Thank you, Young. Mm-hmm.
Or IDC. I don't care. Okay, got it.
I'm going to go with sure, whatever.
What do you think?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, I'll go with that. Even
SW?
Though I...
What? SW, that's how you say it? What are the kids doing?
W-E.
Whatever.
W-E.
What did you think SW stood for?
All I can think of is SWV.
I mean, I feel like yes, OMG, I love you, just because I want to encourage this kid to make more sick quizzes. But I'll go with sure, whatever.
This is a 45-year-old man you're talking about. It's not a teen.
Listen, he's got dreams, and I support them. Okay, submit our answers. So we'll see what this means. There's no question. Like, there was no... I don't know what's going to happen with this quiz.
Know.
Usually it's like, you know.
I can't wait to find out about my life, my journeys.
Yeah, because there was no prompt. There was no, like, no. Figure out what type of whatever you are.
Are you an Edward or a Jacob? Or it's not.
Oh, Jacob all the way.
There were a lot of those quizzes. But they were boring. I tried
to
pick one.
We took one together.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm an Edward.
What You're an that? Edward? Mm-hmm. Just, you like sparkles a lot.
Yeah.
You don't like that, like, ravenous wolf.
No.
I like the ravenous wolf.
I wish they could make a combo platter.
Wait, when you say you're an Edward, are you saying that, like, you on the inside you're an Edward, or that you would go for
You would
an
go
Edward?
For
Well, no, I'm a Jacob.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. Because, yeah, I might be, I'm an Edward on the inside. I think you're right. But I would go for a Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I'm probably an Edward on the inside because he seems the meanest, and that's probably the one I would go with.
But he also seems tender.
No, he
Although
seems like a dick.
Jacob's
I think they're both
loyal.
Tender. That's the point of the book.
You think they're both
they're
tender?
Both perfect boyfriends. I think
oh,
that's the.
Oh, God. Ugh. This is never going to tell us what.
It's going to tell us everything about our lives.
It just says. You're at your friend's slumber party and everything goes wrong.
That's the answer. Well, we knew that.
This is what
well, we went through.
Has anyone ever had a
we went through the psychosexual thriller of a slumber party.
We've been sexually abused.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got some snacks.
Is your brother's friend still hanging around?
Yeah, is he in
the
jail
dog
yet?
Still there? Is
I
the chipmunk still there?
Is this chipmunk still there? This fucking menagerie of terror.
Where do you think this quiz maker lives?
That's a good
in
question.
In his mom's basement. He's 45. Uh-huh. He plays a lot of video games. And he wishes he was the older friend. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think this is a real teen.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of think it's real.
I do.
She's
I think
a real
we
teen.
Should come up with our own quiz. Like,
yeah, we should.
Is this a real teen or not?
Oh, can you guess? And it's always going to be no, because we don't even know any teens.
No, I have nieces and stuff. They
we
tell
should
me
make
some
them
stuff.
Make quizzes. All right, you guys. This is. I think that's all it's telling us. Is
really?
That's
the answer?
Yeah,
man.
It's like still hasn't fully loaded. And
oh, it hasn't fully
yeah,
loaded.
That's, but that's that page is up. That seems to be it. That's yeah. This is disappointing. Disappointing results.
Basically, what happened at the slumber party is, Dad came downstairs, was mad we were being too loud, and told us to shut up and go to bed.
Mirrors and yeah.
Wow. Well.
It's like get out
wait,
of the hot
let's,
tub.
Let's, can we
go
look
to
at
bed.
Her profile?
Yeah, let's find out about this person.
OX Jenna XO.
Of yeah, course, her name is Jenna.
Yeah, that's a teen name.
That
Jenna.
Might not
yeah,
be a teen.
Sense. I don't know.
See, this looks like a teen from when we were teens.
Yeah, I don't know.
This looks like an Avril Lavigne teen.
Yeah, it does kind of look like an Avril Lavigne teen.
But I think those like weird highlights
are still a
back.
Thing.
I think
yeah,
they're
I
back.
Think they
no,
might
they're
be
back.
They might be back.
And the heavy
yeah.
mascara
oh,
and everything.
Else is
that's
back?
Definitely back.
Rat tails.
But wouldn't a teen now have access to technology that would make the picture not look like that shitty and pixelated?
Well,
this looks
or
like
that
a web, like the first webcam.
Is really bad, and she wants to cover it up.
Oh, maybe with a bunch of filters.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, sure.
You think she has acne?
Oh, I mean, she's a teen. Yeah, I do think that. So that's cleared up. Do you have a secret you want to tell us?
We love secrets.
We love secrets.
I was trying to think of a secret as we were playing. Like, that's the one moment I got distracted and asked you to repeat the question. I, throughout this summer, have been going to 16 Handles.
What's that?
It's delicious.
It's a frozen yogurt place. They do have a vegan option, and I'm vegan, and I'm not confessing to breaking vegan. I do get the vegan option, but I find myself embarrassed to walk with a giant container of 16 handles. So when I go to the Williamsburg one, I make it a point to not walk down Bedford Avenue, but go around. And
that's your secret.
That's my secret.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was secret. Hoping there was going to be a really dirty end to this. And guess what I do with this?
I was hoping for, like, that's it. Every time I shit my pants and I just, like, sneak off to McCarran Park.
What do you do every time you shit your pants, Diane?
Every single time she shits her pants. Every time it happens.
Every time I get 16 handles and every time I shit my pants.
I never learn.
You know, I stop in at the turkey's nest.
What? What's the turkey's nest?
The turkey's nest is that disgusting bar by McCarran Park where you can get, is it a margarita?
Frozen margaritas to go in a giant styrofoam. But now they just banned styrofoam in New York.
Oh, okay. As long as they didn't ban margaritas, we're cool.
Thank God.
They banned styrofoam in New York?
Yeah.
For environmental reasons?
Indeed.
Because it's just horrible, right?
Yeah, because of chlorofluorocarbons. So, okay. And that breaks down the ozone layer.
Mm. And it makes you shit
middle
your
school
pants.
Science. And it makes you shit your pants?
Yeah.
Have you been eating it?
It gets in there.
Diane, I need to know more. Like, do you have a recent pants shitting story that you were hiding from me?
I wish. I'm more of a bedwetter.
Do you have a new bedwetting story?
When was the last time we spoke?
It can be anyone from your recent past.
Nothing's that exciting. Mm-hmm. I went to the Renaissance Fair a few weeks ago, and I got a battle axe.
That is not the same as peeing or pooing your pants.
Yes, it is. Let me get there.
Oh, my God, yes!
Fuck you, Tanya. So I put it heads up, like, next to my couch, and then I slept walked, and it fell on my head.
What?
Yeah, I had a black eye. It was pretty cool. And then it fell on my head, and then I didn't even, like, come to it, and then I apparently peed, and then I woke up the next day, and I was like, did I get hit by a truck?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and granted, I hadn't been drinking. Like, I'm a big drinker. Don't get me wrong. But I hadn't been drinking.
Wow.
So I just got a battle axe to the head and peed in the night. That was about 3 weeks ago after the Renaissance Fair.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe anybody would just pee their pants
but
from a battle axe.
But I don't think I've pooped my
head.
Pants since I was like 5.
Right. You guys already know. You already know my pants pooping story. I've already told my pants pooping story on the show. It's not that exciting. But I love when people tell me about their pants pooping stories.
Have you pooped your pants?
No.
Never?
Never.
That's
I
good.
Peed my pants when I was a kid, I think.
Right. Just, oh, everybody did.
Just as a kid, you guys? Just as a kid?
Just as a child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as a child. No adult incidents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, never.
Yet, it's going to happen. I'm sorry. I know. It happens to all of us, I feel like. There's a point in your adult life where you're going
to pee
your
pants. It happens to me too much. It's not fair.
Yeah, you have a, like, you're throwing off the averages, like, of the amount.
Right.
I'm making
happens.
It up for all of you.
Because of you, we're all a 5.
Yeah, you guys are all okay. I'll just pee in the night for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry you got battle-axed by yourself in your sleep.
I know, because it's pretty cool that you guys see it.
Isn't this like the second time in like a month that you've given yourself a black eye in your sleep?
Well, not in a month. That was last year, according to my time hop.
Oh, okay. Thanks, time hop, for reminding me about my fucking black eyes.
So the last time was a year ago where I was sleepwalking and I jammed my, again, sober. And see, that's the strange thing, because that's strange. Mm-hmm. I rammed my head into my radiator in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Because I was dreaming I was fixing, like, Wonder Wheel.
You dreamed you were a,
what a specific
technician?
Dream.
I was a technician.
What a very
like a
specific
carny
dream.
Technician. And I was trying to fix it.
Wow.
I'm like losing this word. What is this thing called? A Ferris wheel. There we go.
Ferris wheel. It's called Wonder Wheel. Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Oh, just in case any of our listeners in Hawaii don't know what the Wonder Wheel is.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it
in New York.
Yeah. No, that's what I was dreaming. Like, I remember dreaming that.
Wow.
And then woke up like,
I dreamt that I was by the beach. It was night, It was a thunderous storm, and there was thunder in the horizon. And this young man, who I don't know, very pale, dark hair, was holding two baby sharks, and the sharks were just kind of like flapping about in his arms. And he looked at me, and he was very scared. And he told me that he was going to throw them in the ocean. And I said, well, if you throw them in the ocean, no one's going to raise them, and they'll probably die. And then he just looks at me, and he looks terrified, and he goes, I don't want them anymore. I said, all right, I'm going to help you throw them in the ocean then.
Whoa.
So I think that was kind of like an abortion dream.
Oh, my God.
Right?
You just had an abortion.
Yeah.
Maybe. That is so weird, because I had a dream last night that I was pregnant. That's just so bizarre.
Are you?
Was I pregnant?
No, I just wish you were so I could have a baby.
Why would you wish me to be pregnant, you sick fuck?
Because we're old now and I want babies.
Get your own baby, you creep. But the dream was the dream was that I didn't know who the father was. Like, Greg, my partner, was, like, not involved. Like, it's like I almost had never met him. But it was a situation of, like,
immaculate
it was
conception.
Two choices, and one of them was black, so we would have known probably right away. So thanks, mind, for that one. maybe it would have been a dolphin or was a shark? A shark or a dolphin?
A shark.
Maybe it would have been a shark.
Yeah, two sharks.
That I had to throw in the ocean.
Yeah.
Twin sharks.
Oh,
twin
that'd sharks. Be so cute. How do you raise them? You had to do it.
Yeah.
What were you going to do?
He helped him throw him into the ocean, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you had to help him throw them into the ocean. He couldn't raise them.
No.
Is he ready to be the father of sharks? Mm-hmm. No.
Put him in the ocean.
I feel like we need more secrets. I
want
snacks
more secrets
is not
too.
A
more
secret.
You take him Drake's Avenue. I mean.
Come on.
Let's see.
Let us know, like, the first time you masturbated or something.
Trying to think of a fun secret. Fun secret. What are some? Can you just like yell out topics that I could, and I will decide whether or not to reveal something about myself.
Like for instance, like pooping your pants or peeing your pants. That's like a secret, you know. Or
yeah,
like,
but I mean, I peed my pants as a kid.
Right, it's not your secret.
Like a secret.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever babysit?
No.
Okay.
Is that your biggest secret
now? Did you
do
something wrong to the... Did you do something a babysitter shouldn't have done?
No, I didn't. I should have.
Like, what?
Well, I had one terrible child who, like, used to, like, get the knives from the drawer and, like, chase his brother around. I'd have to, like, get him, put him back in his, like, room.
I thought you were going to say cage.
Might as well have been. He felt like it was a cage. That was the sad part.
Did you ever go to a slumber party as a teen?
I went to one.
What happened at it?
I remember being very bored. I was very bored and very unengaged.
What was happening at it?
I think the usual, like, scrambled porn, like, the
you guys
TV
watched porn?
Static.
You guys watched porn?
Well, no. It's like, you know how when, like, parents haven't, like, I think back then, or I think it still happened, when you have cable and you haven't purchase the porn channels, so you only see like static, but every now and then like a hint of a nude will come will appear on screen. So that's kind of what was happening. So that happened for like 5 minutes, and then everyone gave up on that. What
was
else?
It a bunch of you and like guys? Did you guys get snacks?
I think probably were snacks, pizza and whatnot. I did not.
You weren't into the slumber party.
I wasn't into the slumber party. I was very, very polite about it, though. I was very polite to
How did you end up at the slumber party?
Well, there was this one guy in high school.
Oh, this is a high school slumber party.
This is a high school, no, middle school probably.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was this one guy in middle school, who I guess I knew through high school, who I wasn't that close with, but he was all about just having people over, I guess. And I thought, well, I'll give this a try.
Were you, like, good friends with him or no?
We were friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We were friendly. And I think, friendly. And I think this was the chance for this to either blossom into a friendship or
Fizzle.
or fizzle.
Or fizzle forever.
Yeah.
Were his parents, like, cool, were they like the cool parents?
Yeah, yeah. They had, like, it was like, it was like a big house. They had like too many things for one family to have. And the mom was very much like, here's everything you need, but I'm also going to disappear because that's my job, to provide everything you need, but also just like vanish.
Wow.
Yeah. God. So just like ideal slumber party mom.
If only my mom would have done that at the slumber parties.
I think every now and then she would like peek.
Right. And check. Are they watching squirrel porn?
Under the, yes, under the guise of like, does anyone need more soda kind of
thing.
You guys need more pop?
Yeah. Now, I feel like male slumber parties weren't like super common. Like, did you know a lot of guys who were having slumber parties?
I don't
parties?
Think they were.
Like, maybe like guys on the soccer team. Like, they would have like soccer sleepovers.
Huh.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, like sports related male slumber parties, I think, were more common than like, you know, let's get together at Courtney's next Saturday.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, where we just want summer parties all the time.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Every minute, whose house, whose parents are cool with it this week.
Right. Well, it was
Oh, you know what I remembered about the slumber party? We had tents on the backyard.
A camping slumber party.
A camping slumber party.
See, that's more male.
Yeah.
And I was inside of the tent next to some guy, I guess. I remember it was just so hot, and I was so uncomfortable that I just left and slept in the grass. Because I just needed a moment. I just needed a moment.
So you all slept in tents?
Yes. Huh. But not all of us have tents, so some of us have to share, of course.
Right, right.
Yeah. Now that I remember, I distinctly remember wanting to leave so badly.
Oh, yeah. I would have hated that.
I would have loved
this.
It.
Really?
I love camping.
You love sleeping
that
outdoors?
That was the one and only time I've...
I slept outdoors 2 weeks ago. Experience. It was great.
Oh, God.
In a hammock.
Thank you. In a hammock? I feel like I would wake up just...
Well, I got a special one that had a little net thing, so I didn't get bit.
I would be bitten to hell, and my back
that
would be
like
killing me.
I was like a little cocoon waiting to be a butterfly. It was great.
Oh, God.
I love
oh, no,
that
thank
shit.
You. Mm-mm. I like a bed and not the ground. Mm. How soon did you, like, immediately in the morning, like, Mom, come get me?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened. Like, and she was like, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, just abort, abort, abort.
Abort.
Yeah.
Abort. Give me
and
an
then,
abortion,
And then, of
mom.
Course, to my friends, I said, like,
my mom's
nagging.
Making me.
Yeah, mom's making me.
Yeah.
Gosh, mom.
Yeah, my mom was definitely the villain in those situations.
Meanwhile, the woman thought she got rid of me for a while.
No.
No.
Mom.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's me again.
Yeah, it's me again. Yeah.
So the
it's your burden calling.
I hate this male slumber party. Yeah. Come get me.
Yeah.
So the most scandalous thing that happened was watching scrambled porn.
I think there was also an incident of, because it got like, it was like a very masculine party. So there were like food fights.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Which I didn't enjoy.
You did not.
I did not enjoy. And there was also throwing food to the neighbor's house.
Oh.
Which I also was like, no.
I'd be like, I'm gonna get in trouble. I really don't like this.
Yeah.
Did you teepee it?
No, it was just like food from the like vegetables and stuff from the refrigerator.
Oh my God, my mom would be so furious if I took her groceries and threw them outdoors.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't like that either.
These must have been some like well off kids that mom was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said they had too many things.
Yeah,
in
they
the
had
house
too many things, like too many vegetables. For
instance, too many vegetables, too many eggs. I think.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, you egged.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I would be in big trouble for that. I would have loved, like at that time, like I would have wished that my mom would let me get away with stuff like that. But now I'm so glad she didn't.
Yeah, my parents weren't supportive of that stuff. At summer parties, but that my Mormon friend's mom was. She would, like, drive us around in her minivan and let us egg houses and TP them.
Wow, really?
And then they TP'd my house in sixth grade.
I mean,
and
what goes
knew who did that.
Who what?
I knew who TP'd my house, because it was obvious, because I had just done it with them to Courtney's house the week before.
Right. Now, isn't egging somebody's house, like, permanent damage? Like, that doesn't come off, right?
Well, I mean, it can cause paint. Not really. I mean, it's the suburbs. Who cares?
Right.
None of us had really fancy houses.
Right.
And if we did, you can pay for the damage.
Right. I don't know. Mean stuff. Mean stuff, you guys. I would feel very bad about doing that. I wouldn't have liked it. So, egging houses. I'm just trying to, like, suss out what a male slumber party is.
It's egging houses.
Food fights.
Unsuccessfully watching porn.
Right.
Well, now I'm assuming very successfully.
Yeah, they must be watching porn just the whole entire time.
Yeah, just open a laptop.
Right.
Done. And they all have a laptop.
Now, there's
they'll bring their laptop.
There's no, like, daring each other? Like, that didn't go down?
There was prank calling.
Prank calling?
There was definitely prank calling.
Yeah, but now you can't even do that.
Right.
Sucks.
Yeah. Right. I do it.
You still?
I have.
Do you want to prank call someone right now?
We'd have to set that up. Maybe next time we'll have to
figure it out. If I'm going to prank call someone.
Yeah.
I want to prank call
everybody. Oh, yeah, you just do businesses. I had a prank call show for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
I would prank call businesses, and it was really fun. If you pretend to be really old or really young.
Then you can get away with
it. Yeah, people stay on the phone with you for a long time.
See, businesses, because they don't know your number.
I called, Stay Free Maxi Pads and kept that lady on the line for a real long time wanting to know about maxi pads for all my pets. And she just was like...
Wait, what's a maxi pad? I thought I knew what a maxi pad was, but
it's
what's
like a menstrual pad.
Oh,
like,
okay, because you said pets, so I was, like, thrown off.
Exactly. Okay, great. No, yeah, so I'm like, my pets need these, and she's like, we don't make that, and then I tried to claim that
like
I needed...
Like little kitty maxi pads and, like...
Yeah, exactly, my dog, my monkey, and she's just like, what the hell? I don't know why she didn't just hang up on me. I think she was enjoying it. I claimed a pet. I said, I need one for my bird. And she was like, they don't even get periods.
That's a very sharp.
I love that she knew it.
She knew it. It's not a mammal.
Absolutely
not. Pigeons don't get periods.
Jessica Delfino called, this one surprised me, called veterinarians asking for abortions for her cats. And that's fine. They do cat abortions.
Well, yeah, of course
I did not know this. I had no idea. I mean, it makes sense. There's such like an overpopulation problem, but I had no idea that if you called up and said, I need to get my cat an abortion, they'd be like, no problem.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
There's no choice there for
no
the cat.
There's no choice, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can cats get funded anymore now that this election just
I mean, I would love to actually bring a cat to Planned Parenthood and be like, all right, you guys. So next week on Hawaiian Nights, we'll go to Planned Parenthood with a couple of cats. This has been a very fun Hawaiian Nights. Mm-hmm. Julio Torres, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And aloha to you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Here, Radio Free Brooklyn, Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.